The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your word is about to be spoken. Grant that it be spoken in power.
Amen. Amen.
And be received in humility.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
I bring greetings to you from Nigeria, from brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I want to say I'm very grateful to the Primate Archbishop of the Anglican Church in North America for giving me this opportunity and privilege to bring the Word of God in this special service. And let me congratulate you on the beautiful assembly that has just been concluded, a sign of maturity indeed. We thank God for everything.
Amen.
I want to speak to you from the gospel that was read to us on the theme, the Christian overseer in the 21st century. My concern is the gospel itself. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Every generation has its own challenge, whatever it is. If you cast your mind back to the Old Testament, you will find that the Israelites of Old Testament period, on their way to the land of Canaan, faced challenges from different quarters. They encountered the Midianites. In spite of the fact that God has given them the place, the Amalekites were there, the Jebusites were there, the Philistines were there. There were also, in the history of mankind, human beings, the challenges thrown up by the Renaissance, and after that, the Enlightenment, and also the Industrial Revolution. For Africa, there was the challenge of the slave trade, and also some very terrible traditions, such as killing of twins, burial of kings with living human beings, obnoxious widowhood rites, and other ungodly traditions. But we praise God because of the Jesus Revolution.
Amen.
The universal challenges of today include some of these: the climate change, increase in violence and terrorism, human sexuality, palava, the fierce spirit of independence, freedom and human rights, migration, hunger, poverty, disease, including HIV and AIDS, and of course, nuclear threats. In all the ages and challenges mentioned above, it was never easy for the men and women who had to speak in the name of God and make disciples. As we all know, this command is what is popularly called the Great Commission. At Galilee, our Lord Jesus Christ addressed his disciples and gave them an assignment whose scope reaches to the ends of the world, to include all continents, countries, and islands. The call of God, right from Abraham to the judges, to the prophets, and the time of our Lord himself when he called the disciples, it has never been for any other reason other than for the purpose designed by God himself and to the glory of God. It has never been for the personal advancement of an individual interest. It is for the glory of God. Throughout his earthly life, our Lord kept in focus the main thrust of his ministry. And when he began, he called his disciples to him, first for fellowship, that they may be with him, to send them out to preach, to have authority to drive out demons, to heal every disease and sickness. In fact, as is recorded in John chapter 10, verse 10, that they might have life and have it abundantly. According to Matthew, Jesus made the Great Commission a fitting conclusion of his earthly ministry. It was the summation of all that he came to do. Let us break it down and see what he has to say from the components. Go. In this imperative, he sends the disciples by virtue of the comprehensive authority he had received from the Father. In the incarnation, Jesus himself had been sent to the world by the Father. As the Father has sent me, he says, I am sending you. This is John 20, verse 21. This was not a new thing, but the salvific methodology enunciated by the Father, a particular pattern of doing things. And he was to go, send them out, to preach the message of salvation, salvation from sin and death, to deliver from human depravity. And why is it necessary to do so today, even in the church? According to 2 Timothy chapter 4, from 2 to 5, it says, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. So underline, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come, and perhaps it is here already, when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. People of God, it's not true, and will never be true, that when we water down the gospel message, more people will accept the church. It's not true, and will never be true, in fact, I am convinced that the opposite is the truth. Yes. Amen. That when we concentrate in delivering the message of Jesus Christ, people will be caught to the heart and say, brothers and sisters, what do we do? And they will repent. Christianity without repentance is not true Christianity. We cannot say any less to you, Brother Andy, and to all of us. For all of us today, in one way or the other, are being sent out like our brother is being sent out. Be the scope of this goal fits perfectly into the prophecy of Joel the prophet, who says, in latter days, the Spirit of God would be given without discriminations, without racial discrimination, without ethnic discrimination, without gender discrimination. The disciples must go to all nations of both North and South Hemisphere and deliver the message. That is what we are asking you to do. You are to go to raise new disciples and bring them in as heirs of the eternal kingdom of God through the sacrament of holy baptism in the name of the divine Trinity. And you are to teach. This is a ministry that is fast dying out in favor of ceremonies. Instead of teaching the people, ceremony is gaining the ascendancy. Please teach to refute erroneous doctrines. Uphold the true word of God. In the words of Jude, verse 3, it says, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's people. You are to contend for the faith that has been entrusted to the church. This is to contend to ensure that falsehood does not prevail. It is your duty to ensure that that is done. Bishops, clergy, and lay Christians, disciples of our Lord, must be concerned about spreading the gospel to all nations. More than that, we must be concerned about the genuineness of the gospel that we spread. The content is very important. And there is an added emphasis on obedience. Teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. Teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And what has he commanded us? The new commandment of love has many, many implications for the kingdom life, for the life that we live as citizens of the kingdom. To respond to human needs by loving service and strength of character. And as you go with your family, in obedience to this command, take heed to yourself. Take heed to yourself, because you are the first gospel to be proclaimed. To ensure that you conform to the life of the gospel. That you are a wholesome example to the flock. It's very, very important. He said, keep watch over yourself and then over the flock which God has made you an overseer today. You need to be on your guard, because we live in a world that is so slippery. The terrain is so slippery. And if you are not careful, you find yourself on the floor. Then take heed of the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you an overseer. The church is God's house. It's a privilege to walk in God's house. And a great privilege has been given to you to go out and proclaim the message, to be a co-worker with the Lord in this ministry. May the Lord be with you.
Amen.
As you go, beware of false teaching. Always bearing in mind that in most cases, heresy, false teaching, is not necessarily an outright falsehood, but an ingenious mixture of truth and falsehood. Like a creature that is partly an animal and partly a human being. It takes the discernment, spirit of discernment, to be able to recognize and be able to know what to do. You are to flee from such teaching. As a shepherd, an overseer of this generation, remember that our Lord Jesus Christ was suffered vicariously. And you can't do any less. There is vicarious suffering in it. In John's gospel, it is written in 10, 11, 15, 17. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He lays down his life for the sheep. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. Take note of the emphasis on laying down the life. The reason my Father lost me is that I lay down my life. So there is great risk attached to this errand, brother. It could cost anything. But nothing is new, really. You have a cloud of witnesses. The prophets of old, the early church martyrs, and even in our recent Anglican history of Cranmer, Latimer, and Ridley. And in our own context, in different parts of the world, we have such a great crowd of witnesses in Uganda, among the Ugandan martyrs, in Nigeria, people who suffered because of the conflict with African traditional thought forms, and of course, you, ACNA, for paying the price. As you go, you need to avoid fruitless controversies and meetings. Spend quality time on spreading the gospel of salvation.
Amen.
It is such a healing balm for a broken world. A world deceiving itself. Spend quality time on the spread of the gospel message. Dedicate your whole ministry to the Holy Spirit. Not just a segment of it. So preach in the power of the Spirit. Pray in the power of the Spirit. Call down the power of God in the name of the Spirit. And it will revolutionize your church. When that happens, the dead will rise.
Yes,
sir. The dead all around us. The blind's eye will be opened to see what had hitherto not been seen. To hear what had hitherto not been heard. To understand what had hitherto not been understood. Follow it. As I want to conclude, I want to draw your attention to Haggai. And then from Haggai to Matthew. Haggai chapter 2 verse 4. The prophet was addressing Zerubbabel and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak. And he said, "But now, be strong, O Zerubbabel. Or shall I say, be strong and delight. Declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all of you people of the land, ACNA. Declares the Lord. And then, walk, for I am with you." That's the assurance. I am with you. Just as in Matthew 28, our Lord concluded, "I am with you to the close of the age." Now, I am with you when you meet with success. And you are very happy. He's with you. I am with you when you meet with strong opposition and persecution. I am with you, even in that situation. I am with you when you meet with conspiracies and woos, you meet them. I am with you. I am with you when you meet with apparent lack of success. Remember, you are not alone. You have not sent yourself. All these people here have come to say amen,
amen.
To the mission that has been entrusted to you. And God has never disappointed anybody. And he will not disappoint you. So, Andy Lines, keep going. Keep moving. Jesus, our Lord, who is sending you today, is himself the chief missioner. And is always in it to make you more than a conqueror. And what is more, I am with you as a person, with your family, with all of us. When the contention is over, when we arrive on the other shore, in the brightness of God's holy presence, in his eternal felicity, he will be with us. Yes, I am with you to the close of the age. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.